This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Just in the keeping track of what's going on category right now, there have been a bunch of layoffs announced this week. AMC Networks is cutting 20% of its workforce. CNN's previously rumored layoffs are starting, and DoorDash says it's cutting about 1,200 corporate jobs. The food delivery app is the latest tech firm looking to control cost as the market mantra changes from growth to actual profits. DoorDash and all those other delivery apps saw plenty of growth during the pandemic, but profits obviously have been far more elusive. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino reports on where delivery apps might be heading in this changing economy.
Alex Suskind is a restaurant guy, personally and professionally. He teaches food and beverage management at Cornell.
I was a complete non-delivery, non-third-party delivery person under any circumstances.
Until 2020.
And now we're using those services more than I would have imagined.
At the onset of the pandemic, these apps exploded, and DoorDash and Uber have come to dominate the market in the U.S. But just as workout apps, streaming services, and video conferencing businesses are finding out, that kind of momentum is hard to keep up.
That trend of eating at home or off-premise somewhere, I don't believe that that is going to go away. It's how do they get that food?
Molly Harnischfeger is a food industry consultant with Alex Partners. She says consumers have changed their habits, but especially as inflation has worsened, the high fees these apps charge for delivery have become a bigger barrier for consumers and for restaurants.
It was a lifeline during the pandemic, but going forward, you know, it's not necessarily sustainable to give a cut of the profit to these companies.
She says restaurants are increasingly building their own online ordering systems or using lower-cost plugins from third parties geared more toward takeout. But even if third-party delivery apps have seen the appetite for the service level off, they've still got a smorgasbord of user data, says Vijay Gurbaksani, a business professor at UC Irvine.
There's a lot of insights, and this data is ripe for exploitation.
The apps might be able to help restaurants predict changing patterns of customer taste or the habits of regulars. For instance, that Gurbaksani is likely to order delivery when returning home from an exhausting Thanksgiving week vacation.
Cactus tacos, I'll have you know.
Even if they do cost almost twice the price of takeout. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.